MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, South Africa's driver's license card backlog is still a problem. It's massive, with the department confirming something in the region of 500,000 cards outstanding after the February breakdown of the country's single 1998-era card printer, only restored in May. Turnaround is sitting at roughly 2 months, but government is aiming to clear the logjam, it says, by December, and motorists have a three-month grace period if they can show proof of application. Yet there are some reports warning that delays could spill into next year. Let's explore this in a little more detail. Colin Mcebe is with us, who speaks for the Transport Ministry. So, Colin, first of all, can you confirm the exact number as far as the backlog is concerned, and what does it look like across provinces?
Thanks for having us, Jeremy. Well, I can confirm that the backlog at the moment is standing at 539,000 cards that are ready to be printed. In terms of the cards that we've already printed up to the 11th of August, the number may have improved by now, but up to the 11th of August, we had already printed about 834,000 cards from the backlog. And the reason why the number keeps on rising, you'd recall that we started at 733,000, the backlog. So we're now at 500. But for somebody else, it would be like it's not going down. And the reason is that on a daily basis, we get more than 10,000 applications. So we've got to balance the equation in terms of the backlog as well as the new applications that come through.
You've got a 2025 clearance goal. That then seems to be very ambitious. What is that based on? And do you have a plan B if the machine fails again?
Well, the reality is that we're aiming for December to have cleared the backlog. And we try to do monthly updates in terms of what's happening. The backup we are talking about, indeed, there is something in the pipeline. We're talking to the Department of Home Affairs. In fact, we've already even signed the Memorandum of Understanding with them so that we have an interim solution which was announced by the minister. So that is within distance. We should be able to achieve that sooner than later. So it is mainly to ensure that if we have a problem again with this machine, we should be able to have the alternative. In fact, once we have that interim solution, I think we are likely to move towards the interim solution so that we basically get rid of the headache of this particular machine that we have.
Let's get back to the machine in just a moment, but you talk about 10,000 new applications per day in spite of the Memorandum of Understanding with the Department of Home Affairs. Is that clearance goal realistic, do you think?
Look, I think for now, in terms of the analysis, remember we keep on changing. Initially, we had said the waiting period for the public or motorists to get their license was 4 to 6 weeks. We've had to do another analysis, which tells us that you need at least 6 to 8 weeks to be able to receive your card. So that is based on the applications that we are receiving on a daily basis, because that number fluctuates. It moves from 10,000, sometimes it's 14,000, and it keeps on changing. So hence, it is important to be honest with the public, but also to ensure that even ourselves, when we do our analysis, we are able to say, is December still feasible? So that is why it's important to keep on coming to your stations and to be able to update the public in this regard.
Are you confident that you're in control of the situation?
Look, we are cautiously optimistic. I think we are, to an extent, in control. But where we really struggle is the fact that we're dealing with a very old machine. It's 28 years old. It's difficult to get even the parts when it breaks down. So we've got to, let me take an example now. When it broke down on the 5th of February, we've had to look within the country first of the parts that had broken down. We couldn't find them. So we've had to go out of South Africa to be able to source the parts and to go to the original manufacturer of the machine. So that is where we're able to get assistance. So hence I'm saying we're cautiously optimistic. If something were to happen today, Whether we will be able to get the parts, whatever the part that would have broken, is another question, and which is why it becomes difficult to say 100% to you, we are in control of this particular machine. I don't think we are. I think it takes us a bit of time to be able to fix it. So we've got to be honest.
It's extraordinary that you're still reliant on a single 1998 machine and that there is no backup site after all of these years.
Yes, I think when we started having problems with this machine, it was around the COVID period. And then immediately we had to go to cabinet in August 2022 to say we've got to have a new machine in place. We started the tender process, and I think we went out on tender around November 2022. We couldn't find a suitable service provider at the time. And then we went back again in 2023, I think it was April 2023. And that process took us to where we are now, where the DLCA bid committee did find a suitable service provider in terms of their own assessment. And unfortunately, we are in a situation where we've got to go to court because we realized that there were some irregularities during the tendering process. So the story I'm painting is that when it started giving us problems, we had to act. I cannot obviously account for the periods before that, because, I mean, we should have known at the time that this is the only one machine, anything can happen. But I think we at least acted in 2022 in that regard. So we are stuck with this court process. We're not so sure how long it will take, but we obviously cannot proceed with a service provider knowing full well that there's been problems, which were questioned even by the Auditor General to say there's some findings in terms of the processes that we follow. So we've had to go to court and say, maybe let's set this aside and start the process afresh. So that would lead us to having more machines. I don't think it would be the same make of the machine we have, but there will be a backup, a proper backup. But I think this time we've planned accordingly. But it's just that the DLCA the process, it was just, it had these laws, which has made us to go to court to set this aside.
In the meantime, the backlog is going to continue to mount.
The backlog is going to continue to mount, unfortunately, Jeremy. But as I say to you, for now, the machine hasn't given us problems. But secondly, we believe that the solution, interim solution with the Home Affairs is within touch distance. We should be able to be announcing in not so distant future in terms of that particular interim solution. So we honestly are banking on the interim solution because we're not too sure how long the court process will take us.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Colin Namsibi, who speaks for the Transport Ministry.